This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. We are coming to you today via the Southern Oregon University Digital Media Center due to the sheer size of my guests. Joining me in the studios today, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds.
Hey.
Arlie Kincheloe, otherwise known as Sister Sparrow, welcome to JPR.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming by. The new album, It's the Third, is called The Weather Below. It was recorded up in Washington State. We'll talk about that studio. It comes up often with our in-studio guests. You guys are originally from where?
We are based in Brooklyn, New York. And originally, all of us are sort of from all over the country. My brother and I grew up in the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York. So we're the Yankees of the group. And I think that I would definitely say we are influenced a little bit by the music of the Catskills and that sort of thing.
And originally, there were three Kincheloes in the band, right?
There were, yes. Our cousin was our drummer for the first 6 years of the band. And yeah, it was super fun. He is married now, so he's enjoying his married life at home, which is great.
That's a little bit better than traveling the country,
yeah,
right?
It's not for everyone.
In addition to this generation being musical, the previous generation of your family was also musical, right? Your mom and dad both made music?
Yeah, that's right. And actually, our dad still plays drums in a band like every weekend. He's so cool. And our mom, that's how they met, was through music back in San Francisco, actually. Hmm. So yeah, way back in the day.
You are not a particularly big thing, but you've got a giant voice. When did that start to develop? Because I know you started singing with your parents at a really young age, right? But at that point, you're probably just the talented little girl.
Right. Well, yeah, I think, I don't know when it was, but I remember it happening at some point, people sort of taking a second look at who was actually singing on stage. And that's like the main thing that people say to me after shows is, "You're so small." I'm like, "Thank you." I don't know if that's supposed to be a compliment. But yeah, I think it's just something that kind of came out. I think it was part of just who, you know, my DNA or something. And being able to cultivate that throughout the years, I think it's gotten bigger.
Yeah. When did that transition start to happen? How old were you?
I started singing when I started talking. So I think that the actual quality of my voice now probably started developing in my teenage years. And then it's just, like I said, it's like if you put a small goldfish in a bigger tank or something, right? Like it'll grow bigger. I think that's sort of my idea.
Well, let's hear it. What do you guys want to do first today?
I think we're going to do first a song that I wrote for our mom, actually, and send it out to all those mamas listening. It's called Mama Knows.
All right. And in addition to you, who else have we got in the studio today?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my brother Jackson Kincheloe on harmonica. We've got Joshua Myers on the bass guitar. We have Sasha Brown on guitar. Mr. Dan Boyden on the drums. And in the horn section, we have Brian Graham on the barry and tenor saxophone and Phil Rodriguez on the trumpet.
Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Mama said good things come free. Do what you can, be what you need. We never had much, but we figured it out. 'Cause when you've got nothing, there's nothing to moan about. She would say, "Oh, oh, don't hit me with your stuff. Say you got money, you got something. Oh, oh, just hit me with love. Well, of course, your life is hard. Is it easy Sunday when you know who you are? Ooh, yes.
There ain't no shortcut bringing your peace. But your mama knows just what you need, yeah. She'd say, "Oh, oh, don't hit me with your step. Hit me with love. You ain't got love, and you ain't got nothing. Oh, oh,
Say
That is Mama Knows, the extended version. It's a little bit different than the album version. Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds live from Southern Oregon University's Digital Media Center today. Arlie Kinchelow is here along with the full seven-piece band, the biggest band we have ever done a live session with. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Which is why we're over here at the Digital Media Center, because we have the space.
Well, nice digs, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about how you end up making Southern Fried Rock from the Catskills in New York.
Well, I'm definitely influenced a lot by the music my parents listened to and then the music that they played. And a lot of that, like the band has a lot of roots in the Catskills, and they have that sort of Southern thing going on as well. And that, besides them, we listened to a lot of Bonnie Raitt, a lot of Little Feat. And then on our own, you know, we got into other stuff. And particularly I started getting into soul music in my teenage years and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it's just sort of homegrown, homespun music.
Jackson didn't start out playing harmonica, right? It was one of a number of instruments, but it's kind of the one that stuck.
Yeah, I think his first instrument was trumpet, and he played tuba in high school, and then guitar, mandolin, bass.
It sounds like
he's making an amazing face right now. Just he's scared.
It kind of sounds, based on the sound that comes out of the harmonica, that he's jonesing to be a Hammond B3 organ player.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a special sound coming out of that thing. I wish that everybody listening could see his pedal board, because it is a monster of a thing. And I think he's probably the only guy making sounds like that coming out of a harmonica these days. So he's really a commodity. And he's my brother, which is great.
It travels a lot easier than a full organ.
That's true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how the moniker happened. Sister Sparrow. Came from your sister, right?
Yeah, it came from our sister. We were on a road trip with her, actually the only time we've ever driven across the country with her, which she's probably feeling really happy about that, because we've done it about 40 times now. But and we were staying in this place called the Desert Quail Inn, and I started calling her Mama Quail. And it had been a long journey at this point. Like, we were a little out of our minds. And so for some reason, Mama Quail and Sister Sparrow came out, and the rest is history, I guess.
There are a number of versions of your songs up on the website archive.org. Lots of different versions.
Yeah.
Do these things take a while to kind of fully form and land on the way that you guys want to record them and sort of save them for posterity?
Absolutely. We road test all of our songs, and usually for months and months, if not like over a year. And then a lot of the songs on this newest record are pretty old. You know, we've been playing them for a long time, so they really have developed so much over the years. And but even now live, we're playing a lot of the songs differently, even still from when we recorded them back in December. So it's kind of cool. They are living and breathing organisms, these things. So they change and grow. And we also want to keep ourselves sane on the road as we're playing 4 or 5 nights a week. And so it's a fun thing to do to keep us, you know, on our toes and creative.
Well, the first song that hit us over the head from the new record, The Weather Below, is Sugar.
Yeah.
You mind doing that for us?
Let's do it.
It's Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Got a little drop out of school. Come on, baking all the rules. Couldn't get you off my mind. In your love so true and raw, they'd be scared of what they find. But if you want it, then we can make it right tonight. With the taste, baby, we can make it. You can't have my sugar, 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 baby. Give my sugar, 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 oh yeah. Give it to you. Give me my sugar, 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 yeah, yeah. I told you of my dream, pleading on what does it mean. You knew what I was after. When you sat down on my couch, I was staring at your mouth. You knew just what I was after, yeah. Just taste it, baby, we can make it out. You can't have my
It's Sugar, Sister Sparrow, and the Dirty Birds, a tune from their new record called The Weather Below, recorded at the venerable Bear Creek Studios up in Washington State.
Yeah.
Why go there? That is a long way from home.
Was it?
Other than Ryan Hadlock, which
well,
is a good reason to go.
That was kind of the reason, you know, and we took a trip up there a few months prior to actually deciding to go there and record, and we saw the grounds and the barn and the studio, and it was just so amazing, and we had already sort of started a relationship with Ryan, and that was kind of all the push that it took to get us up there, because it's so beautiful, and Ryan's so awesome, and we really clicked with him, so we had an amazing time.
You know, between dropping by and playing for us today, and 3 to 4 shows a week, you flirt with the edge vocally an awful lot.
Yeah.
How do you take care of that voice?
A lot of sleep and a lot of water, and recently I've been trying not to talk when I can. So on our days off, like yesterday, I took the whole day and I was silent all day, which takes a lot of extra patience and like serenity. Just I'm already in a van with 6 dudes, so that's it's been an interesting experience for me. But it really does work, and you know, you have to learn and get better at your job if you're going to push yourself that hard. So
do you end up texting the other guys across the
yeah,
van?
Totally. It's pretty silly. I feel kind of dumb doing that, but it's kind of necessary. I don't have a chalkboard or anything. So,
yeah. You know, speaking of all the guys, this is a fairly big band to take out on the road, both logistically and also financially. It's not really done all that often with this many folks, but
yeah.
Early on, you kind of decided that you wanted it to be a band with a horn section.
I did. That was a dream I had from when I was little, and I just was stubborn about it. And when we first started, we were 9 people. We had 4-piece horn section, and we went on the road like that for a good year and a half before it started to be untenable. So... We this actually feels even lighter than it used to, which is nice. I think that's like, I don't know. But I was just stubborn about it. I wanted that sound, and I didn't want to let that go. So I'm glad I didn't.
Arlie Kinchelow, otherwise known as Sister Sparrow, and the full band, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds, are live today in the JPR studios. Their newest record is called The Weather Below. That went out on 30 Tigers. I was wondering if you might do us one more.
Absolutely.
What are you going to wrap up with?
We're going to do the last track off of the album. This is called Catch Me If You Can.
Just searching high, I'm feeling so low. As the river mounts, the mountain shadow. We get too close, we're gonna find out if we both can breathe. If you
That's Catch Me If You Can at Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Another track from their new record called The Weather Below. Arlie Kincheloe and company all packed into Southern Oregon University's Digital Media Center today. Big thanks to Brandon Givens for allowing us to use the space. We definitely needed it. Thanks again for coming by. This has been absolutely fantastic and super high energy.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to kick it up even in the morning.
I do have one last question for you. I noticed on the record, you've got a trombonist. In the studio, no trombone.
Yeah.
So if I pull my axe out next time you're on the West Coast, do I have a shot?
Totally. Yeah.
That is a deal.
Great.
Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds live today on JPR.